you've not done a good job of concealing your concern about Christian McCaffrey. And I want to extend this to 49er fans too. You know, Guru's concerned because 2 years ago, McCaffrey had 329 touches. I shouldn't speak for Guru, but I'll just give you the numbers. 2 years ago, he had 329 touches. Last year, he had 339 touches. So how do you want Kyle Shanahan to handle McCaffrey this year, knowing how important he is?
Easy. It's that old adage, Donnie, save the athlete from himself. The Niners, you talk about the roster, you talk about the athletic and the general managers, their predictions. And we all know the Niners are a badass, right? So we expect, or at least I do, some blowouts or some games where the Niners kicking the other team's ass. My thing is, Christian is such a warrior, Stoney, he doesn't want to come out. But if they get games like that, let's see some J.P. Mason. You know, think about the long game. And some could say, hey, McCaffrey didn't get hurt all that much last year, Stoney. But if you watch the playoff games, and it's football. I know guys get injured, and they got bumps and bruises. But I think from what I've seen, partner, J.P. Mason's a dog. He's thick. He can run. He's strong. I believe he has hands and can catch the ball out of the backfield. Now, a couple times during the preseason, I saw him not pick up blitzes, and I don't know if that's what's keeping him off the field or has kept him off. But if I'm Kyle Shanahan and we have a comfortable lead, Stoney, this year, I think I might spell McCaffrey and mix it up and give J.P. Mason some touches in games like that more than I have in the past, just so he'll be fresher. And again, only asses assume. I'm assuming that they're going to be playing partner in January.
So
kind of like Steph Curry's minutes, where we always talked about this will be the year that we'll see, and it kind of happened.
What do you consider like a comfortable lead to take? Let's say you're going into the fourth quarter and the 49ers are up. Because I'm always curious about this.
I remember Pittsburgh last year, opening day. They were on the road.
Right.
And the game was kind of in hand, but he still was in there taking pounding. And I had some Niner friends of mine calling. And just football people from afar just wondering why he wasn't out the game. But he's a warrior. It's what makes him great. But now that he's 28 years old, Stoney, and you want him as friend. Hey, and you know what? If that's my object or that's my goal, you know what? It's a violent sport. You may never get it. But I would like to see Kyle work on that. Because remember, a reporter asked him when you brought this up. You don't even remember this last year. We did a show on his touches as a whole. And your boy Kyle scoffed at it. Like, what the F you talking about? I don't even think of that when it comes to McCaffrey. I think there should be a clock. If you're in position, maybe to spell him, if you got a comfortable lead, and you ask me, you know, what is that? Maybe up 13, up 10 with 6 minutes left, Stoney. And I'm not saying take him out the game, but, you know.
Well, you know what I think? I think he's going to get less touches this year because they're going to throw more.
Now, what makes you say that? The draft in the Pearsall? Hopefully.
No, it's I feel like Kyle Shanahan is going to give Purdy a little, like, I think the way he coaches quarterbacks is he gives him a little more over the course of time. And one way, I do think they, look, I think the receivers, let's say Pearsall can play. Well, then if you look at the 49ers, their receiving group is pretty amazing. So I just think they're going to throw the ball more than they have in the past under Kyle Shanahan, if for no other reason than they have the best quarterback they've had in the Shanahan tenure, and they have the best receivers they've had in the Shanahan tenure, because Ayuk and Debo are still both in their primes, and Purdy's been great.
Yeah.
So, and I also saw, I mean, honestly, I saw Matt Barrows, he's been writing about it, that they may, I don't know if the words open it up, but Shanahan always likes to have that 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's going to be 55-45 passing, something like that. And even doing something like that maybe limits McCaffrey's touches a little more than they do.
Let me run this by you, yeah, and you tell me what you think. And this is just on the Carfax report, okay? You tell me if you think there's any correlation. So in 2018 in Carolina, your boy had McCaffrey had total combined touches, 326, followed up in 2019 with 403. Okay.
All right.
He played 16 games in both those seasons. 2020, ask me how many games he played, Stoney.
How many?
Three. 2021, ask me how many games he played, Stoney.
How many?
Seven. 2022, six. So I know he's different.
2022, he played six with Carolina.
Okay, gotcha.
But he had 2 years where he was hurt.
10 games.
Two years, 10 games.
I'm wondering if, that's a heavy-ass workload and a lot of pounding, and it could just be happenstance and nothing to see here. But that's why I just look at J.P. Mason like Stoney. I like what I see. I'm not saying he's McCaffrey, but just if they can make a conscious effort, if the game is kind of, you got it in hand, and you could say, when do you really know that? Kind of spell him on some of the pounding he's taking.
So what you're referring to clearly is in 2018 and 19, McCaffrey had 326 touches and then 403 touches.
That's man.
Then over the next 2 years, he was hurt. Played only 10 games in two seasons.
Wow.
Then he came back, was traded to the Niners, and now he's had a 329 and a 339, and the obvious question with the correlation would be.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If there was a correlation between the workload he had in 18 and 19 that got him hurt, and he's had a big workload the last 2 years, is that something we're worried about if we're 49er fans?
And you laugh, and you have, at me when that report was out, and he's ready to go and said he could play. But when I hear that calf is barking before you're even getting tackled, Stoney, I'm just like, man, is that already starting to happen? Just something I'll watch but.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair to even say his calf's barking.
Well, that was reported.
Right, but he's going to start opening week.
Gotcha.
And he didn't play at all in the preseason, and 2 weeks ago he said he could have played if they needed him to play. It was all cautionary, with McCaffrey. Now, he's going to get nicked up over the course of the season, but I wouldn't say, well, he's come into this year and he's already banged up. I don't feel like that's the case. Frankie's in San Rafael. Hey, Frankie, what's going on, man?
Do you remember I talked to you guys about a month ago and told you Bob Melvin was a sleeper rock?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Well, how the Giants doing now? It all comes down to coaching. I love you guys, but God, you pump this Kyle Shanahan like he's a god. I don't understand all the Niner fans, the way they act and their arrogance and the rudeness, and they're jinxing them. They're not going back to the Super Bowl. Sorry, you guys. The last time it happened was 96-97. And if they do get back to the Super Bowl, which they're not, my buddy's son is Jared Goff. I grew up with Jerry Goff.
Stinks.
He's a great kid, and I root for him. But it doesn't matter, because if Patrick Mahomes is there, he'll put 40 up on anybody this year. So get ready for the three-peat. And I'm a Raiders fan. I love the Raiders fan, but 40 years of losing, it gets to you because they move them around. It's just no quarterback, and it's just really hard to win,
Yeah. Thanks, Frankie. Yeah. Appreciate the call.
Positive Frankie, huh? Boy.
Yeah.
Don't kick the Giants when they're down. They gave a new contract out last
year. Yeah.
Chappie.
6 years, $151 million. I'll tell you what, they've really pushed themselves to the brink, the Giants. I mean, they got to get something going. They got to get something going here.
Well, Farhan is not going anywhere. That's what that read when I saw that. When I saw that, I know it said Chappie got his chicken and he's your best everyday player to me. Congrats. Six seemed excessive for a 31-year-old, but at the end of the day, I was like, you know what this means. What? Farhan is not going a damn place.
What about Melvin?
Nah. This is Melvin's first rodeo with the team.
He's coached for managed five teams.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. 601 saying that might have been the worst call of all time. I don't know. Maybe. Right. It was up there.
At least he called, took time out of his day.
Yeah.
Appreciate the support.
I want to go back. This was a fun one from last night. That I think Shasky asked it.
If the Niners were to go to the Willard. Super Bowl again this year, do you want to see the Chiefs again or not?
Yeah! So, okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
to beat the man, you got to beat the man. Let's go.
Make some noise if you want the Chiefs again.
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Make some noise if you're like, nah, the Bills would be cool.
I'm in for anyone not named Mahomes. I'll just try something different.
Shasky doesn't want the Chiefs again, but everybody else seems to want the Chiefs. And I would borrow your line and say, careful what you wish for.
Now, I'm a nerd. My reason's going to be different.
Okay.
I've seen enough of the Chiefs and Niners in the Super Bowl. Nine quarters worth wearing the same uniform combo. I'm Black Nerd. That's my PS5 name. Hashtag Stoney. I'm telling you, I want to see a different uniform combo. That's why Green Bay versus the Niners in that playoff game in the Saturday night rain gave me goosebumps. And in Detroit in their white on the Niner green grass in the red gave me goosebumps. Give me another team. Give me another color scheme. I'm kind of Chief Ninered out. Well, they play this year.
They do, and it's in the middle of a tough stretch, I think, for the San Francisco 49ers. I'm wondering, and I don't even know why this went through my head, but if it is the Bills and the 49ers win, is there a little hollowness because it wouldn't have been the Chiefs?
Oh, please, not to me. That's interesting. Hell no, nah, Stoney, damn.
Well, then why do you want the Chiefs?
Just from the, you know, I love my uniform. That's why I got mad when the Warriors kept playing Cleveland over and over in the finals. It's like, give me something else.
So you don't like rivalries?
I do.
Apparently not.
Well, it's not a rivalry until the other team wins, and the Niners haven't won. They haven't beat Kansas City. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess so. But yeah, no. I'm real quick. I'm with you with the Giants. I think the Chapman signing means we will be.
Yeah,
we're gonna have Farhan Zaidi and Bob Melvin at least next year. Okay.
Question, real quick here. Yeah. I know it's John. Will you have Blake Snell? Will you have Robbie Ray? Because they control that.
Yeah. Does it matter?
Well, I know
they had him this year.
Did you really have him this year? You had him a half. Mm-hmm. He's been stellar.
Robbie Ray,
he was injured. Evan told us about Snell early.
They both have been injured. I don't know.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.